This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nationally to Memphis for our music heritage here. But the hope is that they can leverage this to create some more basketball fans and also get folks to come here for basketball. And Kevin Kane had a pretty thorough conversation with me and sort of explained what they were doing while they're over there. They're meeting with a lot of different influencers, maybe not the word, but like influential travel folks, people that book tours to the United States, influential travel writers, that sort of thing. And supposedly each one of these people can be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in travel money that for international tourists that come to Memphis. So this is not just a big opportunity for the Grizzlies to grow their brand. The city of Memphis is trying to grow its brand, and I should have something out, I believe, tomorrow, maybe even as soon as this afternoon, about what the chamber is doing over there in London, excuse me. And I had a good conversation there, and I think I will save the punchline, but there is a effort that will be made over there that I think maybe newsy, because I think a lot of people would be excited if it were to happen. So be on the lookout for that story later.
You're looking for that.
Drew, thanks, brother. Enjoy enjoy Europe.
Two words. You know what I'm about to say.
Bear down, baby.
It's big.
Let's go. I feel good. I feel good, Jason. Positivity. It's positivity, Drew, this week.
If you feel good, I feel great. Let's go win it. Put them down. Fire LaFleur after we beat
them.
Yeah.
Enjoy
Thank
it,
you,
man.
Drew.
Right. Thanks,
Bear
Drew.
Down, Safe travels, brother. Yes, sir. Bear down.
Drew Hill, Daily Memphian.
Woo!
You know, Memphis is very popular in the United Kingdom.
I'm sorry. I have to control myself.
Yeah. Can you stay on topic, man? We'll have plenty of time to litigate the Bears game.
Saturday night. I'm ready. Okay. And Drew feels me.
You don't have to do much work in the United Kingdom because they love Elvis over there.
Yeah, that's why you said they come here.
When you go to Elvis Week down there, it's all Brits, you know, mostly.
He said that they're ahead of Canada in terms of visitors to Memphis.
Yeah. So,
makes sense. So, they love him.
Yeah.
A little swivel.
I know I've said this all the time, but like I really want to get over to Germany and the United Kingdom. I'd love to be on this trip, but I obviously am not.
Well, should have caught a ride with Jarvo.
I should have. Jarvo's going?
I believe so.
Wow.
He's living the life that we are.
He went to the Bahamas with the Tigers.
Blessed enough to live.
Going to Europe.
Yeah, I believe his wife's going with him.
They got pension and action news, bro.
Got like a golf cart. He drives around all of downtown and Harbortown.
I guess he's getting that Grizz money still with Grizzby.
God has blessed him because Jarvis has worked hard.
That's amazing.
Power couple, John.
100%. They like a first family of Memphis.
Have you guys met his wife?
I've been in an honorary dinner in her honor.
Wow.
Well, you've done more than me. I've met her and shaken hands and everything.
Yeah, gotcha. I went to a St. Jude event when she was retiring, and they honored her. I mean, she's
remembered.
They're a power couple,
right? And then remember what they produced. JJ, one of many powerful children they produced, about to be the next Kevin Kane, probably in this city in terms of what he's doing now. Working for him.
So. Yep.
They're an institution in Memphis.
Memphis owes the Greers, probably. And that's why they live a plush life.
They certainly do.
And should. So they're taking the trip that you'd love to. Maybe 20 years from now, you can do that once you have paid a few more dues.
That's fair.
And worked a few more jobs.
We're saving.
He's a foot 40 in at WMC, bro.
Well, I'm more than a quarter there.
And
I'm at 13 here.
And let him tell it. She's the boss.
40 is crazy, though.
You know,
40 is a crazy run at any media spot, at one media spot. He was there one spot 40 years, right?
A staple.
Yep.
I mean, it's one thing to work in media in a city for 40 years, but to be at the same place for 40 years is pretty – obviously, it also means that place probably took care of him too, right? I mean, if he's not staying there for nothing. So.
Well, no, WMC is the Pittsburgh Steelers right. of keeping folk, you know, Joe Birch. They don't change. You
Very
know what
true.
I'm saying? You keep 40. You know, Jack Eaton, you know, you keep the long one. Dave Brown was there for decades.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that keep their folks.
That's interesting.
And hopefully Doc will have a nice long run.
Yeah.
Because he's good and young.
Yeah.
Doc can go wild. But going 40 like Jarbo did, I don't think we're I don't know if we're duplicating that here locally in television anymore.
Tough. That's right. That's right. Especially with how it's changing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So and folks move so up, transient. Move markets, everything else. Absolutely. Jarbo was a Memphian. It's a special story.
It is a special story. Enjoy Europe for us, Jarbo. We'll come back with a rundown. Got some updates on this crazy NIL story with the Washington quarterback. There's more. Stick around. J&J, 90 FM, yes. All right, NBA news. Trae Young has been traded. That happened late last night. I guess it was, you know, during the games. Traded to Washington. He wanted to go to Washington for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Don't rebuild there.
Just I honestly think he's the first player that's ever requested a trade to Washington. Like, most people want to avoid Washington.
Well, I think they said they were going to trade him pretty much when they didn't give him the contract extension this summer with 1 year left on his
on
his deal.
For sure.
And it was a player option.
Yeah. Yep. So, look, the writing was definitely on the wall there
with
Trae Young. I don't think Washington, D.C. would be a bad place to get traded to, though.
They have some young pieces.
They definitely have some young. I mean, it's like
that's
a loser,
the there.
But
and
they
keep
beat
in
the Grizzlies
mind,
twice.
C.J. McCollum won some, who was winning too many games for them, in some stud defensively.
Right.
So it's not like they're losing anything there. And remember, I will say, you know, I agree with Drew. I think in my heart, I still think Ja is a better player upside. Trey's got more playoff series
wins, though.
He's on the floor. He's been to an Eastern Conference Finals. Ja Morant's won one playoff series for as much as we love him. So. He could get right, and maybe for Trae, it could be more like the Luka thing, where you take this a little bit more seriously. You look at yourself and you say, okay, well, here's where folks are, you know, this is where they are right. And I don't know if that's being a better teammate, being a better leader. Kyrie had to learn how to lead. Took him a long time.
It did.
So maybe a restart helps Trae in the same way, you know, some fear that trading Ja, he's going to go somewhere else and be good.
Right.
Maybe that's what happens with Trae in Washington. So I also think when you know the franchise is probably going to trade you and it's run its course,
right.
You start looking around at best options and you convince yourself, okay, Washington, yeah, send me there. Because remember, they were working together at the end.
So yeah.
It has to look like, you know, he kind of wants to be there.
No, there's no doubt about that.
But it's
that.
A complete restart for him, let's be real.
I mean, if we're comparing Trae and Ja, I mean, Trae has done.
It's harder and harder.
Make Trae's done
case,
more.
Right? Yes, he's done more with his career.
I mean, he's a four-time All-Star. He's the assist leader in 2025. You know, been on a third team.
Let's not even get into the three-point shooting part of it.
Right. Definitely a modern.
One's non-existent.
He doesn't have, you don't have to deal with, you know, I mean, maybe you do. Maybe on some level, Trae can be, you know, a moody guy.
What's Trae shooting for his career from three?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I mean,
what
he's got to be in the high 30s.
I told my son it's between 35 and 40 for his career, surely, right?
He's shooting 35% from three for his career.
Well,
so
it's come down a little bit.
It has come down. He was 38% in 21, 22.
Yep. Well, he jacks too many. That's
he does.
We're not going to act like his game's.
But I mean, he averages 10 assists a game, basically, for his career.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's a 25 and 10 career guy.
I wish we were getting that from Ja right now.
Yeah, you're getting 19 and 7, and you're getting 50% of the games.
Well, and I'm getting 20 from 3.
Yeah.
20%.
I mean, yeah.
We might be up to 21.
I think they're comparable because, you know, Ja was rookie of the year. You know, he's been on the second team. He won the most improved player. They're comparable, but.
Well, and both not great defensively.
Right.
You know, you better have defenders around them to cover them up.
The point is that, you know, that return is the return. I mean, Ja's not going to command much more, if any. Than that.
My thing is, Washington, the not attaching the pick seems important here. There's a difference between Trae and Ja that's worth pointing out. Trae has a player option for next season. Is Washington giving up anything if they don't believe Trey's going to re-sign with them? That's the thing they know.
Yeah.
And so that you're going to have some control there once he does that.
Re-sign.
And he said he's in, so you're going to re-sign. Right? And so no need for the extra pick. We got this guy. Here, the thing with Ja, you're going to have 2 years of control with Ja to that next team, and maybe for that reason, for the 2 years of control for some team that believes in him, you're not going to have to attach a first-round pick.
Yep.
Is my point here. Remember, they were both being, them and LaMelo, were all being put in a class of negative trade value. Well, Trae's our weak, you know, Atlanta gets it done without attaching a pick. if Memphis goes this direction, which I'm getting closer and closer to believing they need to do, there are a lot of similarities here, but between the two in terms of it, if you just sort of bottom lined it, run its course, right, for Trey in Atlanta and maybe for Ja here.
Absolutely. So we'll see. I mean,
better way to put it.
You know, obviously, the longer Ja misses, the louder those whispers are going to get.
Well, I think Drew brings up something important and to watch, and it's the fact that part of the reason Memphis was picked for Europe is because of Ja Morant, a big part of the reason.
Right.
So if he doesn't play, right, when we think he's, I mean, I can't say this, I'm not a doctor, I'm not examining Ja every day, but we think he's relatively healthy. And so these are the spots where they really need you to help. It's not just, say, Grizzlies in Berlin and Grizzlies in London. It's NBA, Ja Morant. You know, NBA is here in Europe. You need him out there. So if he's not out there again for the East.
Right.
But we've got a couple before then.
We do.
OKC, and you got Brooklyn, I think, before you get out of here, right?
And look, I mean, you have a deadline. It's possible that you don't find the deal that you're amenable to before a deadline.
That's the other part of this.
But I typically, like my default setting right now is that if Ja Morant is on the roster for the Memphis Grizzlies in 26-27, I'll be pretty shocked. I'll be pretty shocked. I just don't think that's where this thing is going. And, you know, again, we've litigated this a million times, but there's not that much difference between the Trey situation and the Ja situation. You know, the Hawks are just going in a different direction. They tried it. It topped out. Now they're moving off an expensive point guard. You know, Grizzlies are trying. They've tried it. Two different coaches. They've topped out. You know, again, I know we can talk about all the elements, you know, not being healthy, the guys around, no Edie, no whatever, but, like, at some point, you have to make a decision, you know, irrespective of the information that you have. Like, it is what it is. It's not going to change in terms of, like, you know, your circumstances. So
we came into the season saying it was a prove it year for Ja. That's what Zach Kleiman said, and we were behind him.
Yeah, and maybe he's proving.
He's not proving it. Right.
He's proving something. It's just not what we hoped
exactly,
he would prove.
Exactly. Prove what we wanted to prove was you're the man.
Right.
It's not he's not proving it.
That's right. I mean, again, the best ability is availability. And again, it's even when he's been on the court, he hasn't been great. I mean, his numbers are down across the board. He's shooting 20% from three. Like, it is a fair question to ask, like, even if he's on the court, is he helpful at this point for you? When you're shooting, you cannot play major minutes as a point guard in the NBA in 2026 and shoot 20% from three. Like that's just not happening anywhere. No starting point guard in the NBA, I would bet right now, is shooting worse than 25% from three, other than Ja Morant.
I mean, let's like Thompson shooting a starting point guard or something. But yes, the one.
If he's not shooting better than 20%, I'd be surprised.
He might be. I didn't think
he is literally at 20. Yeah.
He's the one I can think of.
Thompson.
I was playing with him on the game, 2K26. He's starting at point guard.
Yeah, all right,
sure
fair enough.
Still using him there.
Fair enough. So Ja and Amen Thompson are shooting 20% from three. But Amen Thompson is actually like a great defender
He's playing. I mean, he's playing out of position.
And he's,
Amen
Thompson, he's forced, right.
He's not a point guard.
Right.
They've got him in that position right now.
Yes.
I mean, your boy Reed is the guy they drafted to be it.
Right. He's had.
We'll see if eventually he can take it over.
What's Jalen Suggs shooting from three?
But you get way more from Thompson defensively, so you have to get him on the floor.
Jalen Suggs is shooting 33% from three.
Ja's 31 for his career. What surprised me was that it's 4 percentage points off of Trae Young? 35? I would have told you Trae was significantly higher for his career.
Yeah, but people hated
35,
like you said,
31.
He jacked shots, so people like hated the way he played. So I don't know, man. We always talk about run its course. I just don't think there's much of a difference between the Atlanta situation and the Grizzlies situation. It sucks that we're here. It sucks that that's where it's at. Like, the fun that
well,
it has been.
Here's the deal. You've traded Ja. I don't know about you. I'm not burning his shoes or anything.
No.
You know, you'll look back on yourself. You know what? It'll be sort of a look back as, man,
What could
that
have been?
That should have worked out. It didn't. We see this in the NBA. What I think is you have to get to a point where you're ready to acknowledge it's not working.
Oh, most definitely.
You cannot continue to go year after year, and you don't know whether he's in or out.
Correct.
Remember, he was out on Jenkins.
Yes.
Basically protesting.
Yes.
And once Isolo comes in. I mean, we start this year off your 3-2. He gets out with Isolo again.
That's right.
You can't trust it.
That's right.
And this was the season that we needed to know we trust each other. You got your patience. Yep. We've traded Bane. It's going to take a second.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to have known that. So, I know we can't blame it all.
And the first chance he got, he kind of flaked. I mean, he quit.
I get where he's coming. No, listen. You didn't give him a contract extension. He was expecting to get one.
Right.
So, and now you're calling him out for dogging it. Second, this is a guy I feel like, well, I just won you the New Orleans game. You won playoff series in the last 7 years because of me. So we already know how Ja is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he's and that's what I'm saying. It seems like to me with all that, you didn't give me the contract extension. To him, it's probably the same thing as Atlanta said to mm-hmm. Trey mm-hmm. in not giving him his, right? Oh, you don't want me? All right, then.
Yep. Right.
I mean, I think that's probably where we're – that feels like where we might be.
I think that's a little – I think if we're going to just call balls and strikes, the Grizzlies have done anything and everything for that man.
Anything and everything.
They stood by him after the strip club thing. They stood by him after the ball thing. They stood by him, when they said we're not trading him ever under any circumstances, whatever that quote was.
Not just them. We all did.
Yeah, we all did. And look.
Facts.
Media, fans.
By the way, I would do it again.
That's how much we believed in.
I would do it again because of what he represented.
Yeah, the chance.
Yeah,
have a real star.
Yeah,
that's fair.
One of the faces of the league in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right.
Talent.
That's why we wanted to believe someone.
Right, and so I, if I was, when he came in the league, he was everything that we hoped he would be. I mean, he was an instant overnight superstar,
bro.
Man. And unfortunately, via injury, via decisions, via other outside things, some of which were out of his control, it just has not materialized in the way that we hoped it would. It didn't. We go back. We were doing shows in 2022, 2021, 2022. We were probably on here talking about finals and championships and all these things and all how great this is going to be. It's a cautionary tale about the NBA, about how quickly this can go south, and how nothing, no matter how good the arrow seems to be, nothing is ever guaranteed in terms of taking that next step. You know, the Grizzlies never did for one reason or another. But again, I can't hold on. I can't keep holding on to something that's not what I'm hoping it's something, but I can't keep holding on to this idea of Ja, this hypothetical of Ja, this theory of Ja.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting that guy anymore. I'm not getting that player. I'm getting a good player who seems to be mad at the world most of the time. Gave you the coach you wanted. You stamped him. You didn't. You had enough influence back then in the offseason where if you didn't want Isolo, brother, you could have made that known. And they would have done what you wanted to do because, dude, they chose you, but you stamped Isolo in the press conference. You were cool with it because your numbers went up when he got the job. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And so, again,
and can't be mad because Zach Edey's out right now. You got to be with the program.
Yes, I mean you're the man.
Yeah, that's who he had once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it looked so good immediately in those 9 games.
That's right.
Edey was out there back in the starting lineup,
that's
which
right.
Taylor wasn't doing.
That's right.
Ja's numbers went up because all that space was out there.
Yeah.
But that's why he had to be patient this year.
That's right.
Get Edey back on the floor. He had to know this was, in some ways, a reset.
Yep.
And it could get ugly.
Yep.
We said this in the offseason. If he isn't going to be patient, this probably isn't going to work. We said 20
right.
or 30 games in, he could be asking for a trade.
That's right.
Frankly, I'm not waiting on him to ask. He's shown me now.
Agreed.
I have to be exploring, and we've
operated
under
that.
We're that
going
you have
there,
to at least be exploring.
I think that's 100%. I mean, it's time. It's just time.
For as much criticism as we've hurled at Jaren Jackson Jr. this year, some of it rightfully so, because
right.
you ain't living up to the deal and everything else. You don't look like a max big. That brother was out there playing through illness last night.
Yes.
He was out there. He was the one answering the questions after the Lakers
yes.
series loss.
Yes.
At least with him, and I think it was Jeff's. You know what you're going to get, and it's going to be professional at
least.
You might not get the effort you want,
perfect
but he's
word.
A professional. He's going to say the right things, right? He's going to come to work. He's going to play through illness last night. He is what he – and you're committed. You just – you signed him up. You love what he represents in terms of when he talks to fans and everything else, right? And so that's the thing about this, man. He was out there playing through it with all those guys out there as shorthanded as you were? Ja?
Well, I, you know.
For, and we have killed Jaren, right? I almost
right.
feel.
You're right. Okay. I get it, man.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I've treated Ja as if he were a brother of mine.
No, I'm just saying our frustrations should maybe they've been sort of, while warranted as it applied to his performances. It's the not being out there that is worse, guys.
Well, and it's also
put us in this spot.
It's the lethal combination this year of when you are out there, you're a kind of a shell. You're kind of a shell.
Sometimes. Yeah, he had 40 something.
He has
moments. Won New Orleans, he won Phoenix the first time.
And he did it again. He had 40 against the 76ers.
Well, I appreciate it because frankly, I hope a team looked at that game. I think he went 16-20 from the floor and said, "You know what? We can do." I hope that game helped.
That was the second. He played after that, right? He played against.
I think
the
he
Lakers.
Had one more yeah, after yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you did the first game.
Look, Ja's an easy sell to somebody. Okay.
Well, enough of a sell. Hopefully, you ain't got to attach anything to him, which we were concerned about.
We would have these conversations about Ja, and I think you and I were always in agreement about it. It was like you can't trade Ja because he's box office, he's season tickets, he's the reason why people will come downtown to watch the team play, and when he's at his best, that's absolutely still true, but he's not at his best enough to where I can confidently still say, oh, Ja Morant is box office. Like, A, his game has kind of changed. It's not as explosive as it used to be. He's had to.
Yeah, it's not. I hesitate a little bit there because it's not D Rose decline yet.
It's not.
You know,
but
he
I mean,
just tried to dunk on LeBron. He almost tried to jump over Kevin Love again.
But you can tell he's still a lot more.
Yeah, it's not the same. And we've said he's got to adjust that.
Yeah,
like, that's part of the reason you get knocked out of the air against OKC. But, you know,
then you have to ask the question: him adjusting it has made him a worse player. I mean, or at least a less effective player. I mean, usually in 2021, 22, that man was averaging 28 a game.
Yeah.
And now he's averaging 19 on 40% shooting from the field. I mean, it's just different and it's worse. Mm. You know, there's obviously, he's a good player. I think it's just a question of is he a player in 2026 that you would build around? And I think the answer to that is no. A
player that you would trust to lead your franchise.
You can't.
How many times have you got to show you? Questions on
I got to believe, you know, I got at some point I got to believe you. Huh. And again, this is not a personal thing with Ja. I love his family.
Well,
I got to know his family.
Loves him.
You know, to your point, if and when that day comes where they, you know, they get off of Ja and they move off of Ja, it will not be a bitterness thing. It will be like a brother, you know, I truly believe Ja gave his all to the Grizzlies. I truly do. I think he was excited to be a Grizzly. You know, he obviously helped, you know, lift them back into a perennial playoff team for a few years, but you know, would I say that it was everything we hoped it would be? I would not say that, and I would probably say that the Hawks fans today probably feel like that again. I mean, they went to an Eastern Conference Finals, and they didn't come close ever again with Trae Young.
Yeah, but I think there's a part of them when they watch Jalen Johnson every night that truly believes they're better off without Trae now. They have the piece to build around, the Hawks, and the picks to get really good really fast.
Yes.
That's the one that I don't know that we'll have, depending upon what you get in return for Ja, that feeling will be, oh, okay. Like, that's that the Hawks fans, I'm sure most of them feel like, you know what, we got Jalen Johnson. This is the one to build around.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we feel pretty good about Jaren, but you're going to have to hope Cedric's the real piece, and it's going to have a new look to it. There's no question.
Yep. So Trae Young is a Washington Wizard. And by the way, probably not going to play this year, is the other report.
Yeah, because they don't want to win. That's what McCollum was doing. They were winning too many games. They beat Memphis twice. Beat the Grizzlies twice.
That's crazy.
They got to lose.
Got to lose.
And so, yes, you sit Trae because you can, because he was already injured.
We haven't really spent much time on the actual team element for the Hawks. You like their team?
Yes. I came in here one Monday. I know you don't listen very often. You get into the cow sheet. But
yeah,
we gave Jalen Johnson a respect burger for what he was doing. And frankly, the way we said, okay, Hawks got something here. If they continue to build around this Trae,
right?
You can see a quick.
Yep.
You know, sort of rise for them, and it's happened. And so, my respect for Jalen, dude, he is a walking triple double.
Yeah,
remember, barely played at Duke, all that weird stuff, five star.
Yep,
he has matured, and all of a sudden, he's an absolute stud.
Yeah,
that we had written off at one point of his career.
Yep,
they have the centerpiece right there, and not to mention they're, you know, just so much better defensively with Trey off the floor.
Yeah, so you got him, you got
Daniels,
you drafted Asa Newell, you know, who's young but will probably be good in time.
What's the Frenchman?
Richa. Yeah, he's number one pick.
You're talking about Yeah, Richa Shea. I got him and Sar mixed up. Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah, but they are both Richa French. Yes. So that's easy to understand that mix up. But I mean, he had 25 last night.
Oh, he's good.
So I mean that, you know, they have something cooking there. CJ will add a veteran presence that they clearly need. You know, I'm sure they're going to try to get off the Porzingis deal.
They're getting off CJ. Yeah, that's just expiring.
Oh, so they're going to.
Yeah, it's the flexibility they're going to have too going forward once that one's done.
Right.
I think Kispert's might be done too.
Right.
It's all about flexibility for them. Yeah. Shams says they're going after AD. Like I said, right. I don't like that plan. But yeah.
But they're going to have that
this flexibility they've
spot.
Got. The Pelicans pick this coming draft.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Dimonsta.
Yep. Could be.
Like, Atlanta could be a hot place to be next year.
Yeah,
in terms of going to a Hawks game, dude. I'm telling you.
Yep. So, anyway, there you have it. Trae Young to the Wizards, and all eyes on the rest of the NBA. See if any other trades go down, any blockbusters go down before the deadline.
All right, story we got today, add another firing to the list. Mike McDaniel out. We touched on it there at the top for the Miami Dolphins. It is interesting that Adam Schefter initially reported that seven teams had reached out to Harbaugh and his agent about interest, whether he'd be interested after he's fired by the Ravens. There were seven openings at the time. One of them's Baltimore. Six teams with openings obviously reached out. One with a coach. And it does, if you try to connect the dots, it looks a lot like Miami might have got some traction enough to say, you know what, we'll fire Mike McDaniel. Maybe they were that team indeed that called that already had its head coach in place, because Mike McDaniel clearly thought he was going forward. I mean, he had said as much in a press conference, everything else. I know the reports had gotten out last couple of days. Stephen Ross might go another direction. But it does. It looks like Miami believes, and clearly contact has been made, that's been reported now, that it can get Harbaugh. My issue with this is, how is that situation in Miami an attractive one
right.
for John Harbaugh? His brother Jim is the Michigan man that Ross, the owner, is. John is not. That said, they're close. But Jim turned it down. He didn't want it, and he's the Michigan man. Right now, you know, you've got a bad cap situation. You got a bad quarterback in Tua that you're still paying next year. You know that with Miami, it is going to take time, and you don't know who your quarterback is. Now, maybe you're so close with Ross, he's promising you the world. This is where you're going to retire from. You're going to do it on the beach. Here's $15 million a year. I don't know, whatever it's going to, he'd be willing to throw at it. And this is why you're going to come to Miami. You just make it where he can't turn it down. And John looks at that and trusts him. But look at the way Miami's sort of been run here lately.
Yeah.
They've got to hire a GM. So that Harbaugh's going to really have to like him, right? And trust him. I look around, like you said, and there, I whether it's the Giants, I think, or some of these other situations, I just think, maybe you wait to see if Green Bay opens, if you're Harbaugh, you know? What if Green Bay loses to Chicago?
Yeah.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
And they're all in. Somebody's got to pay for that. They're not just going to blame it on injury. They don't do that in the NFL. It could be LaFleur. And so maybe you wait on that one. But point being, I think there could be more attractive situations for Harbaugh. And I'm surprised if Miami has fired McDaniel because they truly think they're getting John. I'd be surprised. Maybe that's what's happening, though.
Right. No, I mean, if you're him, you don't need to decide until the playoffs are over.
Oh, and he's laid out I'm going to chill for a week. The people out there that know him have got his plans out there. And that's what it looks like, John, that he's going to let it play. You know, a week, you can let these first round of playoffs play out.
Yes.
You know, again, you mentioned Pittsburgh. What if they lose again in the first round?
Yep.
And all the heat comes back on Tomlin because he hadn't won a first round playoff game in 8-9 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a
and that opens up.
You know, a guy who will be interesting in the free agent market is, I know you're going to laugh at this, but it's true, is Malik Willis. Like, Malik Willis looked so good against the Ravens, and in that short, like, in a very short on even decent options market, mm-hmm. he's going to be a guy as an unrestricted free agent at 26, who gets looks. Now, again, Tua's still there, but I don't think there's any way that John Harbaugh is taking that job in Miami with Tua as his quarterback. I think there's just no world where that would possibly happen. Tua wants out. Like, but that adds to the mystery about I want if I'm going to get back in, I'm going to take a job where I know I have that position. So I mean, I'm coming off of a job where I had a four-time MVP. You know, I'm not taking a job where I have some slappy at quarterback and I got to like make the best of this. You know, so
it's Malik Willis or Fat Mac Jones.
Yeah, I mean, Max.
Which one you like better?
Max under contract.
Yeah, no, San Francisco can get something for him.
Yeah,
I mean, if I'm asking them what they want, to be honest with you,
I would probably okay. Like, is the rest of it pretty decent? Like, is the rest of like, does he have a pretty good defense? Does he have a pretty good scheme?
He was pretty good, man.
Like, I would say Mac would be my answer there because he's just done it more than Malik.
Mm-hmm.
But man, Malik looked damn good in his. You know, he almost beat y'all, man.
Man, we dropped that ball on his shoulder.
What did he have against the Ravens? They ended up getting blown out, but it wasn't because of him. He had 288 yards. He only threw three incompletions against the Packers. 18 of 21, 288 yards, two touchdowns on the ground.
Against who? Against the Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay, you said against the Packers, yeah.
And Harbaugh probably like, damn.
That's why I get confused.
Can I get him in Miami? He just lit me up. It might be a Malik Willis package deal. I don't know. Miami won a bunch of games late in the year, but it wasn't against good teams.
I had no idea he had such a love for Malik, but I'm glad we've established
that.
I'm just saying,
like, I mean, if you need a quarterback, there are worse options than Malik Willis for a year. And, like, see, like, dude, Baker Mayfield was on a 10-day, basically, with the Rams, signed a nothing burger contract with the Bucks. They expected nothing, and he ended up being a franchise guy. And I know Baker was a number one pick. But Malik was second rounder?
Malik didn't win the Heisman?
I know he didn't. He played at Liberty. They would never give it to the guy at Liberty.
For Hugh?
They would never give it to them. So I'm just saying, bro.
Bro, did Mike sign Malik Willis? Did Mike Miller sign Malik Willis?
Bro.
This did I miss that?
No.
Okay. Because this is coming from out of nowhere.
They do have Brendan Sorsby, though. The new Texas Tech quarterback.
Nice.
So I'll keep you. They have a lot of college kids.
Y'all about to have a lot in the league, NFL.
That man's agency is exploding. He's like, I don't even know what he's doing for it anymore. He's got so many agents on this thing. But, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you what, man, with this Josh stuff, he's looking like he didn't lose much.
Buddy, you want to talk about timing. I mean, this would literally consume you. Like if Josh had an agent, which he doesn't, but if Josh had an agent, this would literally be his order of business every single day trying to figure out the situation. Like, are you guys trading us? Are we doing this? Are we?
Well, his agent's his uncle, right?
Now, yeah, I mean, now his agents are his, yeah.
So, people.
So it worked out. They're all Team Ja. But you know, I'm sure.
Going to be Team I'm Minnesota sure in a minute.
Mike's not having to count sheep to fall asleep at night.
Team Milwaukee?
Drew introduced the Bucks, yeah.
Chris Harrington had mentioned he'd put one out there, but he didn't say it to Jeff, and so Drew just revealed it. I had not heard that.
Okay.
Chris, but it's Chris.
The money's there.
It's interesting. Giannis doesn't. Okay.
I mean, if Giannis is there,
you got to get him some help.
They don't need.
But I thought they're in money hell, still paying the
Dame.
They got that. I thought they did a stupid Miles Turner deal.
They did,
and the Dame deal.
Did they? So they stretched him, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
They're in cap hell.
They are, but I mean, the money could work, though.
I guess what? Yeah, Chris wouldn't have offered it up because he's the money man.
I don't think the money
couldn't be done.
I don't
I'm
think
sure
the money would work
done.
With Minnesota because there's not a player that makes enough that they
That's
would
why
trade.
I thought another one discussed. I thought Reed had to be a part of the deal because of that.
Well, they're not going to trade Naj Reed. They love him.
They love Gobert more. They not trading Gobert.
Well, not dude.
Not to mention Naj coming. Not Gobert. My thing is, there's not enough for them for it to be a good move for Minnesota. There's not enough depth there.
If you get Naj Reed for John Morant, you do that trade today. Like, I'm doing it. I can't even believe it's true. I mean, he's a 6'9" big who defensive limitations, I'll give you. But, man, shooting 37% from three.
Where does he go with Jaren and Edie, though?
I mean.
Other than doing what he's doing right now, coming off the bench.
Well,
are you moving Jaren to the side?
Well, you would play him. No, you would play him with Jaren in the second unit.
Oh, I like that.
That's what you would do.
I like
I mean, you're limited because you can't play him with Landale. Because that's like literally zero defense.
How old is Naz Reed?
Naz is only 26. That's what
Same
I'm saying.
Age.
You like, there's just no doubt you do that. Like, you do that right now. Now he's again very
offensive. I don't know if it
oriented.
Works for Minnesota, man.
Oh, it doesn't work for Minnesota. They
They're
like
so
him.
Thin.
You know, they're not trading Naj Reid, I don't think.
He had Conley in the deal, too. We're getting Conley back reunion.
That makes sense because he makes $10 million. And then that's how you make the money. But they're not trading Jaden McDaniels. You're not trading for Rudy Gobert.
Their defensive glue if they did that.
You know, you don't want Rudy Gobert.
I think DiVincenzo was in there. Those are the names you mentioned.
So DiVincenzo, Mike Conley, and Naj Reid for John Morant.
I think that was the group.
That's too much.
I think it's too much for Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying. They're not doing that.
They'd be left so thin. They're thin right now.
The Wizards just all they had to do was give up two dudes they weren't going to keep.
You like having DiVincenzo and Naj Reid though. If they were willing, you pulling triggers.
Oh, dog. Let's
so you
go.
Don't need any picks. I don't even think they got picks anymore.
Here's how they might do it. If you attach a first round pick, John Morant and a first for those three.
The first that we got from Orlando?
Yeah. Whatever's worse, yeah. I mean, that's how you would get that done. There's no reason for Minnesota to trade. I mean, DiVincenzo is a good piece for them. Naj Reid averages 14 a game, shoots 37% from three. The fan base loves him. I don't know. I don't think Minnesota would have the guts to do that. I don't even think they should do that. You know? I for a point guard that shoots 20% from three, the fan base is going to hate that. You got to think about it. Like, it's a tough sell if you're like I think that Minnesota fan base is too smart. You got to trade into a fan base that's kind of dumb, like the Heat. All they see is star power. Like, oh yeah, Ja, I remember him. That's great. Go to the Heat. They still need a point guard, right? I mean, you'll take Hero.
Trading Hero.
They're not trading Hero.
It's an All Star last year.
I thought they had fallen out of favor with him.
Maybe he hadn't. I didn't watch him closely this year.
He has availability concerns too. I know he's been hurt. I don't know if he's. I guess he's back now. He's averaging 22-5 on 39%. He's only played 7 games this year.
Do you know that Dante DiVincenzo did the same thing your new Memphis quarterback did? Was clearly forgiven for it.
Yeah, he was. We overcame
it. You could get through to the other side.
I mean, let's be honest.
And that's the door that Charles
Huff
has
provided
here.
It's easy to forgive. It's when you're really bad that it's not.
Now, you look at Marcus Stokes' name, and you don't see a white name.
I don't think Marcus is a white name in 2026.
There are so many Marcuses. Again, we have proved that there are many.
There was one that I know of. With how do you say his last name? Our guy Marcus? Granauer? My apologies, Marcus. From Syracuse, but
be welcoming.
Oh, our former intern, yeah.
Yes. Well, you don't know how to say his last name either.
No, Marcus Gronauer.
Gronauer. Okay, there we go. So that's one white Marcus I know. I didn't know a white dude named Leroy, but this is like back in the day.
I know a white dude named Darnell, and a white woman named Darnell.
That
blow your mind.
Darnell from Tops was definitely.
And I know Darnell with the Grizzlies. That's white.
When we met we were going to meet Darnell from Tops. A white woman coming through that door was about the last thing we expected. It bent space and time.
You should have seen John's face.
It did. And maybe
me,
that's...
I'm more open to those things.
Oh, you thought
but
it was a white
John,
woman named Darnell,
it rocked.
Bro? Yeah, Darnell.
No, I'm more, when, it didn't rock me in the
it
same way that
me.
It did you.
It rocked me for sure. I don't think I'll ever meet a white woman named Darnell ever again
in
my life.
We know plenty of white folks named Darnell. Man and woman. I point you to both.
Right.
That, not a lot of white Brads, I'll tell you that.
Nah, man, that you're going extinct.
Or black? There are not black Brads usually. I've never been a black Brad. Have you?
Brad Doherty.
Brad Doherty. That's true.
Now he's
loves NASCAR.
That's right. He's. I don't want to say he's white, but he's definitely he has white hobbies.
He's into NASCAR.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, he's from St. Louis.
Norton Hurd's favorite player growing up.
I love Bradley
Still
Beal.
Still a star in Hurd's mind.
I'm with Hurd on that. I'm a big fan from St. Louis.
That will never change.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like there is some black Brads out there. Although it is definitely a...
not a thing usually in the black community.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that a name comes off as white or black. I don't think there's anything racist about that.
Well, it's our internal
bias. I'll be brave and say it.
It's our internal bias.
Like... Yeah. There are some that kind of go both ways, you know. Like I think Jason is
we're
the ambidextrous type man.
We are everywhere.
For
we
sure.
are all
yeah.
colors.
For sure. Like you know, I mean Dante is not a name that I usually would associate with a white player.
Clearly.
And
no.
or a white
come
person.
Out of New Hampshire?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he defies
Dante.
Stereotypes yeah. there as well. You know, so we continue to do
it's
that.
It's Kismet. It's meant to be. Mark for our quarterback.
Kismet. What's that mean again?
It's meant to be.
Is that like Yiddish?
I think so.
Okay.
But it means it's meant to be. Like, and that picture with Huff, he's got his arm around him. There's the facility behind him.
Yeah, yeah, he's showing you.
Yeah.
Look, he's been inducted into
structure. We've talked about it.
Yes.
We've been in the community.
We've
yeah.
grown from that moment in 22.
I mean, he yes. is from Florida, so I'm assuming that he's been around, you know.
He was rapping on a video, and yeah. he got popped.
It'd be one thing if he was like a private school boy from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, okay?
Yeah. Was That's West fair. Florida all white?
I don't
no.
know. I
mean,
no.
No, was, the I, answer is no,
There
bro.
Probably wasn't another white person on the team, unless it was the special teams, which, you know, again.
Again, you have a black coach and a black AD, bro. You think they've been
black
through
city.
This with him?
Facts.
In a black city.
I'd have been sweating bullets in that meeting with those two, talking about what I'd learned if I was him. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have to prove it to those two.
Right.
If you're Marcus Stokes.
That's yep. right.
And you got Huff and Ed Scott saying, what did you learn?
Yeah.
I'd have been sweating.
It's actually a great spot for him if you think about it.
And my point is, you have to say the right thing. But like we said earlier, my guess is he has grown.
Yeah.
Folks grow from this stuff.
Of course.
Yes.
And so that's what you're getting.
Was he 18 when he did it?
I think yeah. 2022, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That lines up about that age.
Yeah.
So DiVincenzo's done it. We've seen it over and over again. Guys yeah. come through it on the other side. They ask for forgiveness. And they're better.
That's right. Yeah. And I mean, again, he makes 38% of his threes. You know, we overlook. We overlook
it
a lot of
funny.
Things.
It is funny. Like the Ole Miss coach, you can like do allegedly some stuff with in the house. And then, hey, can you coach ball here at Ole Miss? Yeah, come on.
Which Ole Miss coach?
The basketball coach.
Oh, Chris Beard, yes. Well, I mean, he keeps losing, so those allegations are going to probably resurface. We're going to start talking about
bring,
those again.
Bring it back.
You know, hey, man.
He's lucky he's got Ole Miss football to sort of hide behind.
Distract.
Right
yeah, I haven't paid attention.
So good.
Beard is generally a good coach.
SEC
though.
Has been a disappointment compared to last
it has.
Year.
Yeah, now, overall. it was pretty much anything would have been, you know, after the year they had, but.
But you agree with Dave
yeah,
Cobb.
Florida's down. Ole Miss is down.
Folks caught up.
Tennessee not great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely not the powerhouse that it was
You're
top
right.
to bottom last year. I mean, Vandy is your best team.
You got
to
hit that roster right.
I'm still having a hard time with that when I see him number five at KenPom.
Number five at KenPom and beat Alabama last night. That's an impressive win. Yep. I mean, a lot of teams, that was a big moment, and, you know, they handled it. That's a new team. That's an example of a brand new team coming together.
They're going to take some losses in the SEC, though.
They will.
Yes.
But
Arkansas is good.
I think we have to like say that team is like a legitimate contender. Like they're in
Absolutely.
The conversation.
How much heat is Mark Pope facing?
He should face a ton of heat.
Two in a row. Yeah. He's lost.
I mean, he lost.
With
he lost last
$20 million
night.
Roster. Or 20,
yes,
22.
And everybody's out there now. No
wow.
excuses.
They're 9-6.
They're
$20 million roster.
0-2 in the SEC for the first time since 2005.
I want to tell you, it's the highest paid, or John would know.
Oh yeah, it's definitely the highest.
Everybody
paid.
Holds it up
yeah.
as the one that's failing the most.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of disappointments going around, but they're the $20 million.
Yeah.
Like Providence has a $10 million roster. They're 500. Ole Miss has a $10 million roster. They're 500.
We were already saying they, you know, that Pope. Was a great hire.
Absolutely.
Last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah, no, he did a bad
in year
job.
Two,
he did a bad job. He did not spend that money very wisely or efficiently.
And it can happen.
And it means it's happened. Even at Memphis, it's a lower number, but they didn't spend the money well top to bottom at Memphis this year. I mean, there's a lot of guys they spent money on that you're not getting your money's worth. I mean, now again, big difference between what Memphis had and what Kentucky did. No question about that.
You have to spend your money wisely.
That's the charge in 2026. So anyway, welcome to Memphis, Marcus Stokes. We'll see if we're welcoming others. You know, I
maybe
know
down the road.
For some shows, right. this conversation but may be uncomfortable, but we tackle these issues head on. That's what we do on this show, okay?
That's right.
And shout out to Darnell's everywhere. Shout out to Marcus's everywhere. Shout out
names
to,
have no color.
I just think when you hear a name, you know, there's certain like.
But we accept after you're shocked.
That's right.
That's what we've.
Once I get over the initial
the
shock and awe of the
we
situation,
that name's up.
I always am willing to move forward.
What you're willing to admit is your bias.
Absolutely.
Your internal prejudice.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't know if I'd say it's prejudice. It's just more of an assumption. I'll give you an assumption, you know?
Yeah, you know what they say about assuming.
Right.
And we all do it.
It's just a private. I just take my inner intrusive thoughts and I make them public. You know, that's the difference. Everybody else is out there is driving around like, yeah, he's right. You know, when I read a resume and I see a name, you know, I think that person's white, that person's black.
John's right. When I saw Topps and Darnell, I thought we were going to meet a brother.
I thought, yeah. I mean, it's just Darnell. I played, you know, offensive lineman at Kirby, you know. No, it's a white woman. So, anyway, I just
that's
say
cool,
what others man. Think. That's all. All right, we'll come back. Benadour is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about Ja. Our last visit with Bennett, unfortunately, as part of the collateral damage. There is a little bit. It happens of moving time slots. Again, we're grateful to be moving time slots, but we will miss having Bennett on every Thursday. So he'll join us for a last time at 1:25. Stick around, J&J.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
J92FM ES. Welcome back, J&J. 92FM ESPN. Bennett Doyle is going to join us at 1:25. We do have the college football playoff tonight. Miami Ole Miss down to 3, by the way. We said 3.5 to start the show. It's at 3. Is it? Yeah, 3.5 start the show. Nets at 3. So money coming in on these, you know, these Disney Ole Miss Rebels here. Calkins had a piece up at dailymemphian.com where he talked about, you know, this is an Ole Miss story that even Memphis fans can get behind. And, of course, like everybody in the comment section is like, no, I'll never root for Ole Miss. I'll never. I was like, oh, and I think Jeff has made this point. Ole Miss is one of the few SEC teams that will actually take the court with you at the very least. They won't play you in football anymore, but they did. Until you beat them too many times. I mean, that's the problem. But they'll at least play in basketball. You got a series with them in basketball. So, and that's better. That's more than you could say for lots of other SEC programs. So, I don't have any, like, ill will towards Ole Miss. I don't feel that. The only ire that I truly feel about anybody in the SEC is Tennessee.
No, it's Barnes.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, that AD would play in basketball.
Well, I think Barnes could retire this year. They stink.
Be awesome if he does, so just for in terms of our interest.
Give us that one last game.
All the way, yeah. Give us the one last game. We want more.
I know we want more, but at least give
us
that one.
And their fan base likes it.
At least give us the one. And the fan base loves to act like they don't want it.
But they do. They fill it
come
up
on,
every
man.
Time.
Come on.
And they come down here.
It's a good game. It's a great game. It's college sports, man. It's what it's all about. Play a team that you just genuinely hate, that you genuinely have no affection or love for. You know? That's what the sport needs. They need more of that.
The problem is Rick's been so good, they're going to go along to get along.
Sure.
And you have to respect, you know, how successful he's been.
Yeah.
So it's his call.
Yeah, it is.
No.
And obviously they've respected that. But I don't know. I mean, I definitely – I think, like, when you just strip away – I told Jeff, like, I don't think there's, you know, any reason to hate Ole Miss, like, just on the –
How can you hate on Trinidad Chambliss?
No, you can't.
Him getting this opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.